News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We are joined by newly elected Sinn Féin MEP for Dublin, Lynn Boylan. Good morning to you, Lynn.
Good morning. How are you?
Congratulations. I'm sure you must be delighted and probably relieved. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, I'm over the moon. I'm more exhausted than anything else. I think that anyone who has spent time in county centres will know they're not very pleasant places to be and very tense. So I'm absolutely over the moon, and I would like to thank the people of Dublin for trusting me.
Yeah, and obviously you were elected previously in 2014. You lost your seat in 2019 and you're back. So you've had different fortunes on different days, and I'm sure that adds to the stress of it all. But I've no doubt that, and I saw yourself celebrations in the county centre, and you looked like you were delighted. But I have to say it, not a great showing for Sinn Féin overall.
Well, I don't know how anybody can say it's not a great showing when a party increases its vote, increases its number of councillors, whereas the government parties have lost councillors and have decreased their share of the vote. Sure, we didn't get as many councillors as we wanted elected, and some of them are fantastic activists, young people, people from ethnic minorities. We had a fantastic array of candidates, and yes, we didn't get them all elected, but we did increase our vote share. We did increase the number of candidates elected as compared to the government. So I think that's not too shabby, to be honest.
I would put it to you that at one point you were polling 36%. You took 11.14% of first preferences in these elections. That was, no one predicted that. That's a miserable showing in a party that was heralded to be the main party in the country.
Again, Ciara, you're comparing apples and oranges. We're talking about the local elections. The local elections comparing to 2019, we now have, I think it's 100 local councillors. That's an increase on what we had.
Did you run too many candidates, Lynn?
We increased our vote share. So there is a narrative out there that somehow we lost the election. When you look at Fianna Fáil and Fianna Gael, they lost seats. They decreased their vote.
Yeah, but you were heralded as...
That's not too shabby.
But you were heralded as bigger. For the last 5 years, you've been pretty much heralded as bigger than either of them. And they both have, I think it's 245 local councillors. You have, is it 120? You know, the showing was not what was expected. And, you know, we can argue the toss on the semantics of that, but it was not what you guys had hoped for. Did you run too many candidates?
Look, we will analyse the result. Of course, we're going to take learnings from this, and we're going to reflect on it and sort of go, right, where did we go wrong? Did we run too many candidates? More than likely, yes. We ran too few candidates in 2020. Yeah. And for 4 years, people kept saying to us, run more candidates. So look, that's what political parties do. They look at the results. They regroup. They try to re-strategize. But at the end of the day, we now have an MEP in Dublin. We didn't have that in 2019.
I do appreciate that you must be feeling good and, as I said, you know, happy and relieved. And we do congratulate you on it. It's a big deal to run for election and put yourself forward. I do absolutely appreciate that. Lots of reports in the papers, though, that within Sinn Féin, the leadership is now in question.
Look, newspapers have to fill the pages, you know, they write their own stories, that's fine. For me, I find it really frustrating as a sports fan when a team doesn't have the exact results that they wanted, they blame the manager. We have lessons to learn 100%. But I can tell you now, Mary Lou MacDonald is the woman to lead us into the next general election. Mary Lou MacDonald is a fantastic ally, you know, a huge rock of support to candidates. I'm proud to be in a party that she
and I'm sure you are, but even within her own constituency, the Sinn Féin vote was poor. Fine Gael topping what you guys achieved. That seems very, very unexpected.
As I said, the media will love to have a go and try and make out that Sinn Féin somehow lost this election. We increased our vote. We increased our number of seats. Mary Lou is the leader of the party. She will lead us into the next general election. And I can tell people out there, look, this is a very toxic election campaign. There's not a candidate from any political party that won't say the same.
Yeah, no, and
it's
I accept that. And it's not what we would
toxic.
Want.
And it's not what we would want. But here's the truth. The people of Dublin have chosen to go for candidates in the European Parliament that don't punch down. They have chosen to go for candidates who will point the finger rightly at the government, and where it belongs, not at vulnerable communities. And I think that's great.
It was the two government MEPs that topped the poll, though, in fairness.
But I think it's really great that the people of Dublin have rejected candidates who stood on platforms of hate, who stood on platforms of division, who tried to divide our communities. So now what we need to do is we need to build on that. We need to go into those communities and talk to them and say, listen, we get that you're frustrated. Right. We get that you're angry. But, you know, pointing your anger at, Kira, this is really important. We are at a critical point in this country when it comes to electing people who want to divide our community.
No, and I do accept that, by the way.
Vulnerable people.
I'm afraid.
I'm going to finish this point. It is really, really important that we push back against that, because we do not need people with platforms who are going to try and whip up
all right
in our city.
Lynn, we have to leave.
And I love everybody who lives.
We have to leave it there. That is newly elected Sinn Féin MEP for Dublin, Lynn Boylan. I'm joined now by Cynthia Ní Bhfiorchú, Fianna Fáil candidate for the Ireland South constituency. Good morning to you, Cynthia. Any idea when we will know the final outcomes for Ireland South?
Kira, more quite to imagine, agus gas lautlat agus leshin, no idea. I'm afraid I can't inform your listeners, and I do apologise because the counting staff have been absolutely fantastic down in Nemo Rangers Club, and they've been working extremely hard and going as quick as they can. But there are quite a number of candidates on that ballot paper, as you know, Kira.
I do.
Vísha Anna Ada, it was very, very long, and there is quite an amount of sorting, obviously, and I think we're at about the eighth count, heading into the ninth count, and there are many more counts left. There are several candidates to be deselected.
You're obviously still in the running, Cynthia. Are you confident quietly, yes, or how do you feel?
To be honest with you, the overwhelming feeling that I have, Kira, is I'm honoured, humbled, I'm very grateful. So I'm still feeling all of that. Very, very hopeful as well. Still in the hunt for that seat. But obviously there are, I suppose, five names there. Michael McNamara, myself, Cynthia, Michael Wallace or Mick Wallace, Kathleen Funchen and Grace O'Sullivan. And we're all seeking the three seats.
Sure.
So do the math.
Michael McNamara looks like he's probably going to take the third seat. That is what it sort of looks like. So it's probably more of a dog fight for the rest of you, isn't it?
Yes, I think so. Because obviously with the further distributions that are coming up, it looks like Michael McNamara will benefit from those. But having said that, there seems to be a different pattern of transfers, Kira, going on in this election. And
yeah,
there is, I suppose, the transfer-friendly emphasis is more emphasised in this particular election. And so far, I'm very pleased with the transfers that I've been getting, even in the counts to date. It's steady as she goes. But I have to say, we put in a hell of a campaign, and I'm truly honoured that 55,000 people gave me their first preference.
Yeah, and lastly, I suppose, if you do take a seat, be a very good showing for Fianna Fáil, two MEPs in Ireland South.
It would be absolutely wonderful. But can I just say, whether or not Fianna Fáil have done extremely well in this election, and obviously with our local councillor seats now at 246, and can I congratulate all of our councillors elected and commiserate with those who didn't, those wonderful councillors, and could I also congratulate Lynn Boylan, but in particular Barry Andrews, my colleague in Dublin,
sure,
and of course all the other MEPs that were elected.
All right.
Look, there's a long wait. I'm sure I'll be talking to you again. Bemidh Cantarish, Kira, Gramila.
Gramila. That is Cynthia Ní Bhfiorchú, their Fianna Fáil candidate for the Ireland South constituency.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.